And now this is a dictation for Ella, E-L-L-A, Kinney, K-E-N-N-Y, April 1935, address as a letter, Dr. Kozlowski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I, 463-1534. Dear Dr. Kozlowski, a follow-up for Mrs. Kinney, who has hypertension and progressive renal failure. Last visit, October, comes accompanied with husband and daughter. She has extensive peripheral vascular disease on the background of diabetes and hypertension. Has not done the renal arterial Doppler. She was given by urology Bactrins, and she developed hives and worsening of creatinine. Was evaluated in the emergency room. CT scan was done without obstruction. Medication stopped. She did 12 days of treatment. Creatinine already improving. Appetite, however, is poor. Has lost 8 pounds. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia. No diarrhea, bleeding. Does have frequency, urgency. No gross blood. Stable edema. Uses a walker. No falling episode. Hard of hearing. Chronic dyspnea, no chest pain palpitation, no irregular material hemoptysis, no gross orthopnea. Takes Repatha, R-E-P-A-T-H-A, for cholesterol. Medication list review. I want to highlight the Eliquis anticoagulation. The presence of a pacemaker, prior 5 coronary artery stents, and aortic valve replacement. Takes blood pressure diltiazem, antiplatelet Brilinta, B-R-I-L-I-N-T-A, and a number of nutritional supplements, no anti-inflammatory agents. Next paragraph, today blood pressure. Is running in the 164 over 60 on the right side. There is JVD, no RALS or severe respiratory distress, no pericardial rap, does have a systolic murmur, uses a walker, based tremor at rest, no abdominal tenderness, there is overweight of the abdomen, minor peripheral edema. Next paragraph, in the emergency room, minor anemia 13, normal white blood cell platelet, creatinine increased to 1.7 from a baseline of 1.4, normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis 22, normal albumin calcium, liver function test not elevated, GFR at that time will be 29, pro-BNP elevated 2000, normal magnesium phosphorus. After Bactrin was discontinued, creatinine back to baseline 1.4, this is from November 22nd. Electrolytes completely normal, GFR 36, stage 3B, and normal calcium. Review the CT scan abdomen and pelvis without contrast for the purpose of kidney stones. There is cortical atrophy, mild degree of right-sided hydronephrosis, stone on the left side without obstruction. No reported urinary retention. Blood pressures at home are much higher than here in the office, in the 160s to 190s over 90s. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute and chronic renal failure at the time of exposure to Bactrim, returning to baseline. Next number, chronic kidney disease, likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. Next number, allergy to Bactrim with hives, added to the allergy list. Next number, dementia. Next number, systolic hypertension of the elderly, cannot rule out renal artery stenosis. They are going to do a Doppler. At the same time, we discussed that even if there is advanced renal artery stenosis, patient does not want to do invasive procedures. She will be at high risk of complications, including the access to femoral artery with already bilateral iliac artery stents. Next number, anticoagulation and antiplatelet agents. Next number, coronary artery disease stenting. Preserved ejection fraction. Next number, aortic valve replacement. Monitor chemistries. Discuss about adding blood pressure medications. Daughter at this moment wants to keep doing alternative medicines before adding more medications. Plan to see her back on the next few months, early as needed, end of dictation.